Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things breaking. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, we're covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel, man. We are in another Sabbath. We're in one more Sabbath, closer to the Sabbath. I mean, the big Sabbath. That reason why we've been keeping this Sabbath, right? I mean, the whole point of keeping this Sabbath is to get to that Sabbath. We want Sabbath closer. Well, we want to welcome everybody to the Sounds of Little Waters and Job Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class and also of the Commonwealth of Israel. Today, we are still in the creation, man. We're dealing with the creation basically for the Sabbath, and we're in the second day of the creation. And what is the second day? Well, that's when the firmament was created. The firmament. It's this little space and time that God put everything in that we can physically see and touch and feel. But before he put that in this place, there was something that was before that. And I think we tend to overlook it, you know, because we get caught up on the water barriers, which is a cool day because if you look at the water above the waters, that means that when he comes, he's going to part those waters like he parted the Red Sea. And it's the armies of God that's going to come from heaven. So, brothers and sisters, you can stand and face Jerusalem. Brothers, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can cover your heads, and we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren, and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth the Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them and hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well that they too may receive a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Oh, man. It is that, brothers, sisters, those of us that appreciate those things. Hallelujah. You know, I want to say it's a beautiful Sabbath, man. It's raining, man. It's been raining. I mean, rain just came in like this morning, right? And it's been like dry and smoky, man, because Canada on fire for whatever reason. So dig, right? So anyway, it's been like real cloudy and dry. But the rain got a way of, you know, washing all those chemicals and aluminum byproducts and all that stuff out of the air. You know, and washing it to the ground and down the sewer system. We thank God for those things. Oh, man, today we're dealing with that firmament. We're dealing with the firmament. What is the firmament? Well, the firmament is the space that God created. We're going to go and look at that. That's in Genesis chapter 1. And the space was created and put in a place that already existed. That's what we got to get there first. You know, because then we really get an idea of what God is doing here. Then it makes a lot more sense to respect his work, put some respect on that name, so to say, right? Right. Exactly. Anyway, let's pick this up in Genesis chapter 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 1, it said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. There. Okay, those waters right here is not what we think it is. This water here, right, is what he's going to separate the cosmos with, this water. So when you pick this up, then you got to say, well, what water is this? Well, it, to me, it's this in Revelation chapter 22 and 16, it said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that hear say, come. Let him that athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. That's what I think. This is what I believe, that this is what was upon the earth at this time. Because everything came out of it. It can't be anything else. It can't be anything else. That's like a no-brainer. Everything came from it. So if this is the water of life, right, that has to be that water that's on the earth. You see, in the beginning, it couldn't have been anything else. Nothing else but that. Right? So this water is what he said the Spirit of God moved upon, right? So he's going to separate this water here. And it says this now. Let me pick it back up at one. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the day the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, We're not here yet because the water is way up in here. So this is eternity right here because there wasn't no first day yet. So when he created the earth, he created the earth way before he created time. You see, time began here when he said even in the morning or the first day. Well, the earth was created before there was time. So that water that's on top of the earth right here also was created before time. So, of course, it would be consistent because the earth brings forth what? Life. Even us. And then the water that's covered the earth, that only makes sense, too, because even at 9 months, a woman have a baby. And what comes forth? Water. Right? That's the first thing. Then here come the earth. Right? But then it's a 9 month cycle, right? Right. Just bound by time. Right, right. That's why you got 9 planets in our solar system that rotates all the time. That testify even of a conception of a woman. 9 planets. 9 months. And the time. That's what happened. That last planet, it's not a planet. Pluto is a floating rock. It's a floating, not a rock, but a floating ice cube. It's a floating big thing of ice. That's what it is. It's not even a planet. It's a solid ice cube. Now, that's a funny thing because God, for those of us that's seeking out those things that belong to him, would testify that out there was a nugget for us to see that what he's talking about here, that he separated the firmament from the firmament. Well, there it is. He said, now take on this ice cube. I'm going to leave this right here as a witness between you and I. I did that. So that's why Pluto was out here in our solar system. 9 months away, well, I should say 9 planets away from the sun, which is a witness of a woman giving birth. Right? Or even the testimony of our time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, is 0. But you got to go back to 1. 0 is nothing. 9. So that's consciousness in itself. And we want to say, you know, there's no God. And all this happened on a goof. Well, I can't say that. Not intelligently. No. I would have to dumb myself down to respond to that and say, no, there isn't a God. So, staying here, so this is before time. So now let's look at this. He says, so he created the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved from the face of the water. So the earth was already here. So let's look at that. Let's go into Psalms 104 and verse 1, because you got to get that water, right? So it says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the water, there they are, who maketh the clouds of his chariots and walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire, who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever. And thou coverest it with a deep as with a garment, and water stood above the mountains. There it is. That's that. Right, so this is that thing. So this is the waters. The mountains is already in the earth. You know what we were going to be living at. You know, like the Elks in Colorado, stuff like that. You know, Poconos. I'm just naming some views around here. But yeah, and I'm sure wherever we listen, that you can come over some mountains or some hills yourself, and you can, you know, testify that they were, well, the Grand Canyon, right? Now, those water rings aren't like 5,000 or 6,000 years old. Those water rings are billions of years old. That's because the earth is billions of years old. It existed before there was time. right? Exactly. That's why it was made to last forever. So here it is again. It says, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be moved forever. That it should not be moved forever. And let's see. Yes, okay, I'm going to read this. Psalms 33 and 6. And it says this, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, which is the earth, the firmament, and where he dwells. All this is by his word. Before there was anything done, the word had to be written in law, which is in the books that he has in heaven that no man can open because they sealed up and you can't touch them because we flesh and blood and those things are written in fire. Right. So anyway, it says, for he spake and it was done and he commanded it stood fast. No, I'm skipping the scripture. No, I'm going to read that 6 again. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. That's a conversation in itself because, okay, got to look at it. Okay, here we go. Isaiah 30. Yeah. He said, by his breath he made the heavens, right? Okay, so. Okay, Isaiah 30 and 33. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it was prepared, and he made it deep and large, and the power thereof is wood and much wood. And the breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle it. So when he created the earth, it was on fire. That's why there's this ball of fire inside of it that we want to call lava. Well, that's eternity. That's the same thing the sun is made from, you know, that material. You see, that's that stuff that's going to burn up angels. You know, he created angels for me. He said, man, this is flame, it's a flame of fire. He created them out of heaven, which is on fire. But this fire that's on the earth, that's in the earth, is going to be able to burn angels. Go figure. Go figure, man, that the earth is going to have power over the spirit. Really? In the end, anyway, so, this is his breath that he said that he covered the earth with when he first created. The earth wasn't like this. Then he put water on top of it. You see? So when he put the water on top of it, let's see. What was that? That was Psalms 104. Yeah, so he put the water on top of it. It became... It came with life. Genesis chapter 1. And watch this. 1 and 20. It says, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creatures that have life. So that's the same water that was in heaven, and now it's bringing life. You know, people want to look at the earth like it was, like, muddy and all. No, man, I mean, you know, why would he have to do all that? You know, you don't. You know, and this is that water that everything is created from. All things, this is it. He said, and the moving creatures that have life. And, well, everything that's around us that exists in this planet have life. even the machines that we operate, and these technical machines, has life. So the earth has done nothing but kept the commandments of God. So, now we got this, right? He said, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the creatures that have life, that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. So now he's giving the creatures dominion to fly in the firmament. Thus, here we are. You know, a dolphin can fly in the firmament, man. It can jump out of the water into the firmament. You know, and man is in airplanes now. We flying in the firmament. In fact, Isaiah 60, he told, he even knew that we were going to be flying in the firmament. Isaiah 60 and 8, he said, who are these that fly as the clouds and as doves to their windows? You see, that planes, man, he's getting, in fact, this whole story is about gathering us back. And gathering us back, he's telling us that some of us is going to come back on airplanes. You know, we're going to come back on ships and everything. This whole story, you got to read this for yourself. I'm just saying that the Lord is showing us here that we will be in the air. You know, who are these that fly as the clouds, as doves to their windows? Surely by the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first to bring thy sons from far. See, so we're going to come on planes, ships, trains, their silver they go, and unto the name of the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. So this is yet to come. So, but what I'm getting at is that if this is a future prophecy, then man has to be in the air, because he said this, who are these that they that fly as clouds and as doves to their windows? Okay, there we go. All right, so thank you, Wright Brothers, for bringing that in existence. You know, all you dudes that crashed off those mountains trying to fly, trying to make this a truth. Well, here we are. Now we catch planes like buses. Now they're trying to make it an intergalactic travel. You know, turn space travel into bus service or air buses. Start men to work on different parts of the solar system so that you can be slaves in heaven. Really? All right, so. Man got plenty, so he gave us power and dominion over the firmament. Not only that, we have things that also fly in the plane in the open firmament of the air. Drones, we have those things. Paper airplanes. I mean, when we were children, we were actually showing ourselves that we had dominion over the firmament. But our teachers didn't know what we were doing because we were flying planes in a classroom. He or she could have, if they were conscious, they would have said, that's flying in the open firmament. You have power over that. This is how I know Adam had power firmament too. Well, let me see if I can find it. Okay, 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11, and it says this. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. See, this is that thing. That's how Adam moved around. Same thing, same way. He was flying in the open firmament. So here Elijah is here in the open firmament. You see? Well, that's what they were created for. Adam don't sin, you know, well, the angels will be our transportation versus cars. And it will be in this manner. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up his mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Look, man, so the Lord is showing us that he had us riding around on chariots like this. That's how Adam saw the whole planet. You know, how you going to tell this man, I'm going to give you dominion over the whole earth, and he don't even know what it looked like? Exactly. So Adam got on this thing, man, and because there wasn't no fear of death, you know, it was a no-brainer because he wasn't, you know, the only thing that'll stall you out is that you'll have fear of death. You know, like for instance, man, I step on this thing, I'll be consumed in fire. You know, that'll stall you out, right? But if there's no such thing as death, and death has no concept in this creation, something like that would have no fear. You just, boom. And so, to me, I would say Adam had no problem whatsoever. That was a doom. Adam, if he wanted to go to Asia, he flew to Asia. If he wanted to go to Canada, he went to Canada. If he wanted to go to the Bahamas, he went to the Bahamas. He jetted out like this. I ain't saying it was like that casual, but man, my dude is like 900 something years old. I know he can get around. So I know he got around. You know, we got to consider these things, man, that our fathers he was created in the image of God, man. Adam was a powerful dude. And we mad at him because he brought death into the planet, but man, all of us came from Adam, so he had to be one stock of a man. That's what I'm getting at. So this is that whirlwind, right? So these things fly in the firmament. So we can see that God showed us that we're going to fly in the firmament one day on these things, right? So this is written in the law that man is going to be flying in the open firmament. Well, there it is. So it's no brainer that we got airplanes, helicopters, and stuff like that that transport us from one place to another. Even warplanes, you know, and things like that that transport us, or machines of war, you know, or whether it be man operated as a drone, or manually, you know, a man is actually in a cockpit, you know, but for the most part, the world is going drone. That MiG, that F-37, is a drone now. The G-forces that those things is putting out now is knocking the pilots out. They can't even handle it, and they really want those planes to do whatever. So they got to get rid of the pilots. Those things are 100% drone. Pretty soon they're going to be going AI. It's almost there. Anyway, this is that thing. So we created these machines to fly in the open firmament. You know, God gave us that mindset to do it because we created in His image. I mean, those things come through imagination, which is the root word of image. Okay. So anyway, so firmament, we got the whirlwind out there. We got Him out there. And what is this thing, man, that he's going to put this firmament in? He's going to put it in here. He's going to put this firmament right here, Isaiah 57 and verse 15. It says this, but thus say the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. Well, what is eternity? Eternity is eternity. Time without beginning or end, infinite time. A state or quality of being eternal. Timeless state of following. Okay, now that's something else. But here it is. Let's stay on one or two. Time without beginning or end, infinite time. So the earth was there. That water that covered the earth was there. Here in eternity, the earth was created here. So the earth was dwelling in eternity. And it said a state of quality of being eternal. So that's everything. So now the earth is in eternity. With the firmament being cut out of, what is he putting it at? He's putting the firmament in the middle of eternity. Watch this. He said, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. This is what he just said. A time with the beginning of the or end, infinite time. So he said him, he said he habits there, he lived there. Well, of course he believes in heaven, right? And it says this, it says, I dwell in a high and holy place with him also of a contrite humble spirit. They were the Father. You see, they were both the Melchizedek and his priest. You see, the priests are the Most High God. They go to the Most High God right there with him. And they go to Melchizedek right there with him. You see? And they both inhabited eternity. What do you mean? Thus say the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, time with no end, right? This is this. These are the Melchizedek. This is these two right here. Hebrews chapter 7. It says 7:1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed them, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, being first by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that king of Salem, which is to say king of peace. You see that I'm saying Shalom, it's saying Salem. Not Shalom, Salam. This E ain't even supposed to hear that. That's Greek right there. That E is Greek. It's supposed to be S-A-L-A-M, which is King of Peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, without having beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. There it is. I dwell with him also in eternity, in a place of time, no end. So both the Melchizedek, this is this conversation right here. They're there, right? So these two, right, the priest and the Most High, decided that they was going to put time in the middle of eternity, right? Okay. So let's look at this Psalms 89 to 29. Forgive me. It says, see, will I make thee endure forever, his throne as the days of heaven. So how did days of heaven come into existence? Because we both just got to got through reading that they were in eternity. So when did the days of heaven kick in? When did the days of heaven kick in that now we're bound by days, right? In order for days, he spoke this into time. So now, here it is. So now we're going to bring this. He said, days of heaven. So how do we get to that? Well, you go to Psalms 90. It's 90 and 1. Yeah. 90, no, actually it's 90 and pick it up at verse 1. Now this is Moses, check this out. So see, the Lord talked to Moses about the creation too and what he was doing. A lot of us don't assume that. All we think is that he got the commandments from some old dude that was leading a bunch of rebellious people around in the desert, which is partially true, but he had a whole lot more conversation in the kingdom than that. And this is one of them. It says, a prayer of Moses, the man of God, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So he understood this eternity principle. And he understood God dwell in eternity. Now watch this. This is when Moses become an astronomer. Watch this. He says, "Thou turnest a man to destruction and return, and says, return ye children of man." He says, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, as ye watch in the night." So now he see, there you go. He just became an astronomer. What he doing? He's looking in the night. So he's watching the stars too. Then the Lord revealed to him, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday." Well, that only stands the reason that he showed Moses that a day with him is 1,000 years, saying that Moses wrote Genesis. You see, that will only make sense to that. You know. So if you want to get that creation, man, you got to go talk to Moses about it. I think he gave a lot of it to Job. And man, even he spilled a little bit on Solomon, but that creation thing is definitely Moses and Job. He gave a lot to Isaiah when you look at it. But this confirmation here, he showed Moses that a day with him is 1,000 years. So this is when he brought this time into the picture, right? So when he said the evening and the morning were the first day, he was talking about this. He introduced time for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday and as a watch in the night. So now he introduced what the days of heaven is, we should say. 1,000 years. The days of heaven, like we just got through reading in that Psalms 89. The days of heaven are 1,000 years, right? Now, let's see if this changed any. Let's go into 2 Peter chapter 3 and 8. 2 Peter chapter 3 and 8, and it says this. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So now, he's confirming that from the evening and the morning is 1,000-year increment, you know, in the first day conversation, so to say, not from the beginning to the end, but what I'm saying is now he set the law. So now evening and the morning is 1,000 years. That's the days of heaven. Boom. That's the way he called the days of heaven. Now we got this firmament thing, right? So the firmament is actually cutting into eternity. Now watch this. Let's go back into that. Let's go to Genesis. And we're going to pick it up at verse 6. And it says, "And God said, let the firmament in the midst of the waters, let it divide the waters from the waters." So he spoke the firmament in existence first, in the midst of the waters. let it divide the waters from the water. So now the waters that was above on the earth, he parted from, again, there you go, doing that Red Sea thing, right? So he parted the waters and created this firmament right here. But before he parted the waters, this was all eternity, right? So now he got this water barrier up above, this thing called a firmament. And God said, let the firmament be in the midst of the waters, let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So, now you got this water above the earth. But this water is far above the earth. It's above the cosmos, because he's going to put the sun, the moon, the stars, all that stuff inside of it, right? Along with the earth, right? So all those things already is there. So let's look at that, right? So this is what the firmament was created for. We're going to skip down to, let's see, Genesis 1 and 14, and it says this. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let it be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. He just put time in eternity right here. Right here. That's when he put time inside of eternity by separating the waters from the water. But there it is. It's kind of like a child inside of the womb. You know, it has no consciousness of time whatsoever. Everything is just now with a child in a mother's womb that's hearing everything that's going on in the world around it. Everything is now. There's no such thing as time. So this is that right here. You know, he said, God said, let there be lights for the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light, the ruler day, and the lesser light, the ruler night. He made stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So now we see here stars and the sun and the moon and stuff like that kicking lights off in the heavens. So this is why I said, you know, Moses became an astronomer, man, to a degree. I can't say what level, man, probably being beyond all the consciousness of astronomy that we know, right? Or maybe not. But we know that he was an astronomer for sure, because he wrote this. I'm not talking about the one that be talking about, you know, your zodiac signs and stuff like that. I'm talking about people that watch the planets and watch the stars. Like Daniel. Daniel was an astronomer, you know, among the people. You know, he watched the times and seasons and such like things like that, because the planets to tell too. That's why he tell you and he talk about, you know, he's gonna create a new heaven and a new earth. So if he's creating a new heaven and a new earth, then that means that the old heaven and the old earth has to move. It can't move if it's not alive. Right. Anyway, and so now he put time inside of eternity when he created the firmament. You know, along with the idea that we was going to be flying in an open firmament, we were going to be flying around in it in planes, and that we would see birds and You know, and then even us, you know, we put drones and stuff on our birds and let them fly in the air and entertain us with they sight. You know, how they see and how they get around and things like that. Again, you know, have them at a point we can listen at their heartbeat as they flying, you know, in the air. You know, and things like that. So it's a lot of tech out here that really would give you a good insight on what God has done when he put these birds and these fowls in the air and the open firmament, those things. In fact, yeah, that's another thing. He right here, Ezekiel chapter 10. Yeah. Okay. Right, Ezekiel 10 and 1, it says this, "Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament there was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them, as it were, sapphire stones, and the appearance of the likeness of a throne." So this is God in the firmament, man. He's flying in that firmament that he just created right here. This is him. And so remember now, we looking at the whirlwind that took Elisha off the planet, well, Elijah off the planet, right? Well, not off the planet, but took him to another spot, because we say off the planet, then he took him to the third heaven or something like that. And, well, we know he did that because the word of God said only, you know, he the only one that ascended in the heaven, you know. And I hear some people that even go to Sunday churches to testify that man go to heaven and read that scripture about Elisha going into heaven. But then my question is this, then what are you saying? The New Testament is a lie. Because Jesus said he's the only one that ascended to heaven, and I got to roll with that. What are you going to do? You going to question that, or do you even believe what you read? Now, the cherubim stood on the right side and on the side of the house. With the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherubim and stood over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the cherubim wings was heard even to the outer court, and a voice of the Almighty God when he spake it. They still in the air. They're still flying. You can hear their wings. And he said, and it came to pass, that when he had commanded that the man with linen saying, take the fire from between the wheels and from between the cherubims, and he went in and stood beside the wheels, and one cherub stretched forth his hand from beneath the cherub and the cherubim, and into the fire was between the cherubim, and took of and put it into the hand of him that was clothed with linen, and he took it out and went out. And appeared in a cherubim, a form of a hand man under their wings. Man, these cats are shapeshifters. They're doing all kind of things in this. All kind of things. That man with linen, that's a cherub. You know. But they performed the priesthood in heaven. You know, like Melchizedek had help, you know, with the administration in heaven. Like Aaron had help with the administration in the earth. That's why he said, number ye three sons and put those things out. So he did, so he got the same thing going in the heavens where he is. And wait, he's in Hebrews chapter 12.
Let's see. And then, that, no, that's not 13. Excuse me. I thought that was Hebrews chapter 12. Oh, my bad. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Okay. Well, it says this. It says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such as one is caught up to the third heaven. So I know it's three. So from where he at, which is above the that water barrier that separated the water from the water, that's called the third heaven. Now, in between that water barrier where the sun and the moon and the stars are, that's the second heaven. And where we also can coexist there, in the air, that's also the second heaven. And then it's the earth, which is the first heaven. And that's amazing because when you think of the earth being the first heaven, it only stands to reason because when the sun hit the water, it created oxygen. So the earth is a life. I mean, that water is life, period. It has to be that the water that covered the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 has to be the water of life that flows freely in Revelation chapter 22, because everything came from it. And when he created the sun and the moon, when the sun hit the water, what came up out of it? Vapor, oxygen. Water is definitely life. Definitely life. You see, so this is that thing. Amen. So it says this. Let me read this again. He said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, but God knows, such as one caught up to the third heaven. So this here is when man going to see it, the third heaven. We haven't seen it yet because it's surrounded by water. Surrounded by water. So it says this. It said, and I, 6 and 12, it said, I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely phases when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of the places. So heaven, the waters that was above heaven, now remember that we've been reading about all this time, it just opened up. So this is like the same thing, like the parting of the Red Sea. So here come the armies of God. Anyway, he just rolled back the heavens of the Red Sea. And guess what we're going to see? We see heaven. It's on fire. And he said, heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said unto the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sit upon the throne, the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, who should ever stand? Well, that's what them kings said in Joshua day. They ran into the mountains, and they hid themselves in there. Joshua and them sealed the mountains up, and brought the generals up, and brought them all out, put their foot on their necks, and then threw them back in the cave. Anyway, that's this conversation.
So we see here that the heavens is going to roll back, so man is going to see it. So that water barrier eventually one day is going to reveal itself. It's going to roll back. So it's not always going to be up there. So then we had this conversation now. So if he rolled it back, you know, then it changes. It changed everything. You know, everything has changed. The constellation, the stars, everything. Everything has changed. The focus of the stars, the whole map, the whole shebang has changed. It says this. It says in Isaiah 66, he said in 66:22, "For as the new heaven and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, that all flesh shall come and worship before me, saith the Lord." So time that he created within eternity is everlasting now. Yep. And he sealed it. I mean, only God can do that. You know, create time, put it in a place that hangs on nothing. I'm going to put eternity, I'm going to put time right in here, right, the sun and the moon, and I'm going to let it get time. I'm going to let it give, you know, time on earth. You know, it'll be the clock of the whole planet, the whole cosmos, as far as we know, you know. And he said he's going to rearrange it. He said I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth. Well, I guess so. If he rolled back the heavens like a scroll, as we just got to reading, I guess that's going to happen. You know, this sort of firmament, as we see it right now, is going to be changed. The constellations that we're looking at right now is going to be changed. Everything that's up there is going to be changed. He just said it. He said he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. Let's look at this a little further. Isaiah 63, no, is it 64, no, 5, is it? There's 65. Yep, there it is. Isaiah 65, and it says this. He says, 65:17, "For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come to mind." So things going to be changed, man. The earth is going to be changed. You know, you ain't going to need none of this stuff. Everything going to be changed. Everything that we use right now, we're not going to need it. Everything. From the clothes to the machines to the plumbing system, we're not going to need none of it. None of it. It's going to be a new earth. We're not going to use none of this system stuff. None of it. He's going to show us how to really use the creation, that it'll benefit everybody. So none of these things won't exist anymore. Ever. So don't look for it in tomorrow. It says this. He says this in verse 55:17. He said, "For behold, I create new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come to mind." Is that a lobotomy? He's going to wash our minds of all our pains and sufferings or whatever we've been through. You know, in this life, we can't take that into eternity. We'll feel it. We'll be angry, you know. We'll be upset. For all eternity, we'll be pissed, you know, if especially we were murdered and, you know, we want to take vengeance and stuff like that. They're going to wash all that out of our heads. Won't even know that they happened. I'm cool with that. Let's see. For I create a new heaven, new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come to mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever. Forgive me. Forgive me. Isaiah 65:18. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. So that's yet to come too. You know, because the people is out here right now playing ghetto games and acting like Chicago is Chirac or something. You know, and, you know, it's just now it's spreading all over the place. But King called it, man. You know, can't keep a man in the valley unless you're down there with him. So it's gonna bound to happen, man. Now it's all, you know, it's all over. It's all over the place, man. And the world is screaming for deliverance because we didn't talk the world how to bring everybody into captivity. Ask Joseph. Our captivity has brought everybody into captivity. So, anyway, it says this. It says, and there should be no more infant of days, nor old man that has not filled his days. For a child shall die 100 years old, and a sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. So he's going to reinstitute longevity. So he's re-implementing long life or time. Remember now that water that was on the earth that gave life is still here. Don't think it's not. The water is still here. You know, folklore call it the fountain of youth and things like that, you know. But it's still here because remember now he covered the earth with it. It didn't disappear off the earth. It just went back to somewhere that man just can't find it. You know. What do you mean? Well, that water that was under the earth, he caused it to go back to places where it wouldn't be found. Let's see. Okay, it says this. I'm picking up Noah and the flood. And it says it's 7 and 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 7th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep opened up and the windows of heaven were open. Wait a minute, the windows of heaven wasn't open first? But it says the fountains of the great deep. So, like I said, that water is still here. It's somewhere else. It's called the great deep. That God stored that water was beneath the that was beneath the water that's above the firmament. Because remember now, that water is the water that was covering the Grand Canyon, and the God of Israel had caused it to rescind. But the Grand Canyon is a witness that this water was above the earth for thousands and billions of years. We have that witness by the Grand Canyon that the waters that beneath the firmament was here for billions of years. Once again, the earth and water were created before the sun and the moon. So there was always water. And the water was called the water of life. That's why we have life everywhere in all things. That water that was beneath the firmament, he caused it to go into somewhere in the reserves of the planet. It's places in the planet that man just haven't been. So forget about it. We'll never see it. You know, we got caves and stuff that we just now discovering, and caverns that are made of ice and all sorts of, you know, stuff like that. But we haven't seen nowhere near those things that belong to the center of this planet. We haven't gotten there. Man, science or technology hasn't gotten there. Some things in this earth, man, just biologically will never be able to handle. Hence, lava. Never be able to handle it until we are changed. Until then, that's the lake of fire. That's what's going to burn up the angels. That's what the judgment is going to be. That's what he kindled the earth with. That's what he spit. That there, he spit that out of his mouth. This earth been on fire ever since. So now, we got this water that's beneath the firmament. Okay, let's look at that. So the water that's beneath the firmament, it's doing these things, right? Because to me, it will only stand to reason. Can I please get something to clean these off with? It will only stand to reason that it would be doing something like this. Job chapter 9 and 8. Because remember now, like I said, just researching the creation theory myself, Moses got it hands down, right? And then, like I said, the Lord shared a lot with Job as well. You know, this creation thing, when you look at the book of Job, it's there. So Job 9 and 8, he said, man, I'm going to pick it up at 7. No, how about this? 5. Which moved the mountains, and they knew not. They knew not. Which overturned them in his anger, and them in his anger. Which shaketh the earth out of her place. The pillars thereof tremble. So he's saying there's mountains that was here that we've never seen. I can believe that. I can truly believe that. I can believe landslides happened and stuff like that, mudslides happened and stuff like that, and changed the whole landscape of mountains. I can believe that. Makes sense to me. All right. Clocking. It says, who commanded the sun, and it rises not, and filleth up the stars. Ooh. He said this, he said, yeah. Which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. See, there you go again. So he revealed to Job that he walk upon water too. I mean, it's not a big deal if you don't have no fear of death. You know, the only reason why you can't walk on water, man, is that you feel like you drown. You know? And that's that. That's the only reason why you feel like you can't walk on water. That's the only thing that's stopping people. Death. If there was no consciousness or no concept of death, you'd be walking on all kind of water. You'd be walking from here to Asia. You know, driving, just all on water. You know, that's what, you know, things like that, you know, like Adam saw all of that stuff. Man. He saw sharks, he saw dolphins, he saw the fish, the great fish, you know. He saw them coming to the shores and they met him. God showed them all his sea creatures and squids and everything, man. The stuff that you probably be spooked and creeped about, God showed him all of it. Just like he had that fish bring that coin out of the bottom of the river or whatever it was that they could pay the toll. So he called that fish to come up to present themselves before Adam so Adam could see what he had dominion of over the seas. I mean, he had to go to the seas to see what was out there. Right? In the firmament. Which brings us back to Elijah flying around in that whirlwind in the firmament. See that? See how that? Right. The firmament is for us to fly around in and get around in. Also, he put time in it. So what else it says? So he says, which alone spread about the heavens and tread upon the waves of the sea. So the heavens, the waters that's above the waters is like oceans, like waves, like that. So it's swirling just like the waves around here on the planet, you know. So it only makes sense because it was carved out of both of them, you know. So it only makes sense that if the waves in heaven is flowing like the waves on the planet. That's why I guess the islands in the sea did flood, because when the waves in heaven stopped, when it was parted in that Revelation chapter 6 and 12, then the waters had to reflect that. So now the islands is in trouble and people is being flooded out. Oh, wow, that's going to be deep. So, yeah, he said that. We read that. We just read it. Okay. I got to go back and look at that. So, anyway, he said, who maketh Arcturus, Orion, the Pleiades, the chambers of the south, and he do great things past and finding out, yea, the wonders of without number. So this is that thing, man. So he's saying that the waves in the that's above the heavens are like the waves of the sea. And he said, which make up Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, the chambers of the south. See? Astronomers. I mean, you could be in astronomy, man, without being offered to the madness. Okay, Job 37. Okay, now here it is. This one here, Job 37, is, let's see. This is him. Let's see. Him created in the atmosphere that we live in, you know, which is air, because we can't exist above a certain altitude. So sun created this thing called oxygen that exists above the earth. on earth. And the higher up we go, the less of it. Because it's evaporating and it's coming back down again. Can't use that. But what we can use is what he's evaporating into the heavens. That's what happened with the sun when the sun was created, he created oxygen, which also coexists in a firmament. Without oxygen, you don't have air. Air is water, which is vapor. So when the sun hit the waters, it created vapor, fine as minute as air, which is also a testimony that the waters of life, once again, is a testimony of themselves. Ain't that amazing? Well, let's see. Do I want to read that? Yeah, I do. It says, doest knowest thou the balancing of the clouds, or the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge. So he got the, you know, the, you know, clouds is, they come and go. They come and go. They move, man. They, you know, a cloud can change color, change forms as we're looking at it. And he got the balance of it. Go figure that one out. This is in the book of Job. That's why I say, you know, when you listen to Job and Moses, man, he be giving us some meat on the creation. And so he's saying that he got the weight of the clouds and the measure of it, and it just changed like seconds ago, literally. I mean, changed forever because it had evaporated. It's evaporating. So it's changing. Not only is it changing by evaporating, but it's also moved by the wind, which is also air, which is also in the firmament. So I think we're still on the same page. How all of these things coexist. I don't even think we even covered the wind yet. We're still dealing with the waters above that, right? It says this let's pick this up at Job 38 and 6. And he asked this question. This is still God asking the question. He said, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea doors, the sea with doors? When he break forth, it is issued out of a womb, see? That's why I was saying that, you know, a woman water breaking is similar to, symbolic to Pluto, representing the ninth month, which is covered in ice, which is water, which what? Bring forth one. Not nothing, one. You start over. But then this is that thing, man. It says, commanded the morning, wait a minute. He said, and said, hitherto, nope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He breaks up the, no. It says, right, I'm in 8. It says, who have shut up the sea with doors, when it break forth as a head issue out of the womb. When I made the clouds the garment thereof, and a thick darkness and a swallowing band for it, and break up for my decree place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto thou come, but no further. And here shall thy prayer proud ways be stayed. So that water that covered the earth, he just gave it a commandment that it shouldn't cover the earth like that anymore on the planet. Remember now, the waters above the heavens is another conversation, but the waters beneath the heavens, he just said now, he just gave it a commandment that it shouldn't cover the planet like it did in the beginning, before there was time. So he gave it a place to be. It's not like the waters don't exist. He just gave it a place to be. And man can't find it because he shut doors up around it. And if you think about it, it's life everlasting. It's the water of life. He said, and man, he said doors around it that man can't find it. It's here. It's here. Wow. Let's look at this a little further. You know, I'm going to read this and then I'm going to wrap it up. It says this. It says, Isaiah 42:5. Thus saith God. It says, thus saith God the Lord, the heavens, plural, and stretch them out, plural. And he that spread forth the earth, singular, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto all people upon the earth, and the spirit to all them that walk therein. That's air. See that? Breath is air. So he gave us the firmament with oxygen for us to breathe. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, we want to hope and pray that someone, you know, got something from this priesthood today, and that we do understand that the firmament is a little more than just this thing that he put the sun and the moon in, man. He actually put time in it, you know. Did I say that? He actually put time in it? Right. Right. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the sound of living waters, read your Bibles. Please, from Genesis to Revelation, read your Bibles. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.